And now for my own remarks. Let me begin by saying how deeply honored, I am to be president of this body, the Municipal Association of South Carolina, and to represent this outstanding group of local elected leaders in our cities and towns. From our largest cities to our smallest towns, you provide the leadership necessary for our communities to succeed. And make no mistake about it, it is our cities and towns that provide the foundation for optimal living experiences for our residents to enjoy and to make our state better. With your indulgence, please allow me to speak on an issue that is not only close to my heart, but I believe it to be very important to most of us. I begin by offering congratulations again to the City of Greenville for its progress in including people with disabilities in the life of their city and for the recognition Greenville gained. This idea of inclusion is one that we all should prioritize as a goal. We all have work to do. I often wonder, as decisions are being made for Conway, who have we not considered? Who have we not heard from? And who is missing at the table? Am I, as an elected official, recognizing everyone I serve? All South Carolina's cities and towns have among their residents people with disabilities, people without homes, children, seniors, in our case, college students. The impoverished, wealthy, a variety of races and religions, and people identified as LGBTQ+. We cannot ignore any of these or other groups as we lead. It is our duty to acknowledge and consider all of our residents in each decision that we make. Benjamin E. Mays, distinguished African-American minister, educator, scholar, and longtime president of Morehouse College, who was actually born in South Carolina, said it best. Every man and woman is born into the world to do something unique and something distinctive. And if he or she does not do it, it will never be done. In Conway, there are several intentional steps our city council has taken to show our dedication to inclusion, if you'll allow me to brag just a second. A few years ago, we opened Ladybug Park, a playground designed to provide fun physical activity for all children, including those with serious disabilities. Don't know how it compares to that of the city of Greenville, but we're trying. Recognizing that we had earlier failed to hear from our youth, the very people we are planning for every day, we organized the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council a year ago. 10 selected high school students make recommendations on council actions related to, for example, recreation. They make a decision, they make a recommendation, and they are heard before we vote. We hosted this past year, a second Christmas tree lighting for those with sensory sensitivities, and we'll have this spring a separate Easter egg hunt with the same care taken. Conway sponsors a Day of the Dead celebration to honor our Hispanic residents, and the annual Gullah Geechee Diaspora Festival to focus on the influence former Africans have brought to our present-day culture. Many of you know that despite anticipated negative response, I issued a Gay Pride Proclamation last year, encouraging love and acceptance to members of the LGBTQ community. And today, I hope that my colleagues on the Conway City Council will join me in support of a statewide hate crime bill. I'm not trying to say that I have all the answers. I absolutely do not. Nor that we've done everything just right. I'm also not saying that our job is easy. You've just chosen to put yourself in place in the hardest position there is. I personally believe we all must stand up for what we believe is the right thing to do. If we don't stand up for what we believe in, then what good are we to anybody or to ourselves? The thing that causes the least harm and brings the most good. Local elected officials, you and me, see and answer to our constituents every day. You know, the joke is you cannot walk into the store for a loaf of bread and get out of there in 2 minutes. It just does not happen. Everybody who failed to call you about everything wrong in their community waits for that moment. And if anyone in the audience has discovered how to please everyone at once, I'll be in the front of the line when you decide you're going to tell it. It's been kept as a very close secret. Becoming an inclusive city has no secrets. There are enough groups of people waiting to become acknowledged and widespread opportunities to make sure everyone in your town feels like they belong, that they count, and that they've been considered. There are no secrets, but I found that civility works every time. As Lima Bwabwe, and I'm sure I mispronounced that name, a Liberian peace activist and Nobel Prize winner so eloquently said, I am what I am because of who we are. And we are local elected leaders making the tough decisions that give all of our residents, hopefully, a much better life. Thank you for being in the trenches with me. Thank you for fighting the good fight at the State House with me. And thank you for the trust you've given me in serving as your president this year. Together, we can all continue the efforts to bring local voices to Columbia and keep our seat at the table.